Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to glue an Amen style edit to a dark rolling bass line in Ableton Live 12 and make it feel like proper 90s inspired jungle and drum and bass, not just a chopped up loop with a bass line sitting next to it. The big idea here is contrast, and then cohesion. We want the break and the bass to sound like they belong to the same machine. One thing hits, the other gets out of the way. That's the old school dark D&B magic. It's tense, it's restrained, and when it locks, it hits hard. I'm assuming you already know the basics of slicing, warping, and working in a 4/4 grid, so we're going to stay in advanced territory and focus on the stuff that actually makes the groove feel authentic. Start by setting your tempo. For this style, 171 BPM is a great sweet spot, but anywhere from 170 to 174 works well. If you want a little more halftime weight, you can drift down a touch, but for that classic 90s inspired pressure, 171 is a very solid choice. Set up a clean session first. Create an Amen break audio track, a bass MIDI track, a second track for a sub layer or duplicate bass, then a drum bus, a bass bus, and a few return tracks for delay, reverb, or parallel dirt. D&B sessions get messy fast, so organize early and keep it simple to navigate. Now bring in your Amen sample on the audio track. Warp it using beats mode and preserve transients. If the original tempo is already close, don't overwarp it. That original micro swing is part of the feel. You're not trying to flatten it into a sterile grid. You want the push and pull, the little imperfections, the human momentum. A good practical move is to keep transient looping off unless you really need it. You want the break to breathe. If the tails are getting crunchy, reduce the transient loop length and make sure your segment BPM is reasonably close to the original sample tempo. Now comes the fun part. Slice the break to a new MIDI track. Transients are a good starting point, but don't be afraid to clean up the markers manually. A truly glued Amen edit is not just a loop being repeated. It's a recomposed drummer. You want access to the kick, snare, ghost snare, open hat, ride fragments, little tail bits, and maybe a reverse field pickup slice or two. Open up the MIDI clip and start rebuilding a one-bar or two-bar edit. Don't overcomplicate it at first. Think of the first bar as your anchor. Put a strong kick on beat 1, snares on 2 and 4, then use ghost notes and tiny hat fragments to keep the motion alive. In the second bar, change one or two details. Maybe add a fill at the end, drop a ghost hit, or use a reverse tail to create a little surge of movement. That variation is important. The listener should recognize the break, but not feel like they're hearing the exact same bar on repeat. It should be familiar enough to dance to, but unstable enough to stay interesting. A good way to think about the pattern is in three layers. Anchor hits are your kick and snare backbone. Motion hits are your ghost notes and shuffled fragments. Transition hits are your fills, reverse slices, and little tail edits. If you keep that mindset, the edit starts to feel like a drum performance instead of sample surgery. You can also apply groove lightly from the groove pool. Something like MPC 16 swing in the mid-50s can work nicely, or Funk 16 if it suits the sample. If your source break already has a great feel, consider extracting groove from it instead. Just be subtle. We want human push-pull, not sloppy timing. Now let's process the break a bit, because this is where the glue really starts to happen. A strong stock Ableton chain for the Amen would be EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. With EQ8, clean things up first. High pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz to remove unnecessary rumble. If the break feels muddy or boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs a bit more crack, a light lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. But don't overdo it. Drum bus is one of the best tools for this kind of job. Use drive sparingly, maybe 5 to 15%. Transients can be pushed a little if the break needs more snap. Be careful with boom, because if the sub is already busy, that can overload the low end quickly. The idea is to add density and punch, not turn the break into mush. Saturator comes next for subtle harmonic thickening. Soft clip-on is usually a good move. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on the sample, can help the break feel more urgent and slightly worn in a good way. If you want more aggression, analog clip can bring it, but keep your ear on the transients. Then glue compressor. This is where the break starts to feel like one unified performance. Use a moderate attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and an auto or relatively quick release. Ratio at 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is plenty. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you clamp too hard, you'll flatten the swing and kill the life. Finally, use utility to check stereo width and mono compatibility. In classic dark D&B, The break often works best when it stays fairly centered. You can keep hats a little wider if you want, but don't let the stereo field weaken the punch. Now let's build the bass, and this is where a lot of producers get it wrong. The bass should not fight the amen. It should sit under it and leave room for the snare to crack through. You can use wavetable or operator here. For a dark rolling style, either works. Wavetable gives you a bit more movement and character, while operator gives you very clean low-end control. A strong starting point is to split the bass into two layers. The sub-layer should be a pure sine or near sine, mono, no width, no chorus, no fancy stereo spread. Keep it dead center. Then the mid-bass layer can carry the grit, the presence, and the movement so the bass still speaks on smaller speakers. If you're using wavetable, try a Saw Square hybrid or a slightly detuned digital wavetable. Keep the sub stable and use a little filter movement for life. Be careful with unison, because too much width in the low end will fall apart in a club. If you're using operator, a sine-based sub is extremely clean and effective. You can add another operator to generate harmonics and give it more audible shape. This is great for precision and weight. Now write the bass line around the break, not on top of it. This is the real secret. Dark amen style bass lines often live in the gaps. They answer the break instead of constantly talking over it. Try placing bass notes under the spaces between snare hits. Put some notes before a snare as a pickup, some after a snare as a response, and maybe a few short stabs to keep pressure moving. In a lot of DNB, short notes and rests are more powerful than long sustained lines. For example, if your amen is hitting strongly on beats 2 and 4, you might place bass stabs on the end of 1, let the snare breathe on 2, then answer with a short bass move on the end of 2 or 3. That creates the classic push-pull tension. Now sidechain the bass properly. Use Ableton's compressor or glue compressor with a kick or drum group as the sidechain source. For DNB, sidechain is usually about creating microspace, not obvious pumping. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If the break is busy, sidechain the sub layer more than the mid layer. That keeps the low end clear, without making the whole bass sound like it's breathing too hard. Once the break and bass are behaving, route them to their own buses. That's where the overall glue starts to happen. On the drum bus, try EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, and saturator. Keep the processing subtle. You're just trying to make the drums feel like one instrument. On the bass bus, use EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Again, subtlety wins here. A really nice move is to create a parallel drum return with drum bus and saturator, then blend that quietly underneath the main break. This gives you extra aggression and density without sacrificing transient shape. It's like adding a second layer of attitude. Now check the overlap between the bass and the break. If the snare is getting masked, you probably need to shorten the bass notes or reduce harmonic buildup before you reach for heavy EQ. Sometimes the best fix is simpler phrasing. Not more processing. Use EQ8 on the bass to carve out space if needed. A gentle reduction around 180 to 300 Hz can help if the low mids are getting crowded. If the snare crack is disappearing, you may also need to reduce bass energy around 1 to 3 kHz. And if the mid bass is just hanging on too long, shorten the MIDI notes instead of trying to EQ everything away. This style also loves texture, but you have to be disciplined. A bit of grime goes a long way. Use things like vinyl distortion, redux, amp, overdrive, echo, and hybrid reverb, but try to keep those on sends or parallel tracks rather than slamming them directly on your main bass. A great move is to duplicate the amen and process the copy as a texture layer. High pass it aggressively, bit crush it a little with redux, compress it more heavily, and tuck it under the main break. That gives you a dusty, worn edge without ruining the transient punch of the main edit. You can do something similar with the bass. Add a separate mid-range movement layer that only comes in during key phrases. Keep it quieter than you think you need. This layer should feel like pressure in the room, not a lead line. For transition moments, use short resonant hits or filtered noise bursts. Those little accents can make a phrase ending feel physical. A short sine or triangle blip with a filter resonance bump, or a filtered noise sweep into the drop, can really elevate the energy without cluttering the groove. Once your loop is working, start thinking like an arranger. A good dark DNB track is always moving forward, even when it feels repetitive. A simple 8-bar structure might be bars 1 to 2, intro variation, bars 3 to 4, bass starts coming in, bars 5 to 6, full groove, bar 7, a fill or dropout, bar 8, a transition hit or pickup. That kind of phrasing keeps the section alive. Use small edits every few bars. Change one ghost note. Shift one serrated slice slightly earlier or later. Alter the bass note length. Rotate which element gets the spotlight. Maybe one variation focuses on a hat fragment, another on a reverse slice, another on a bass pickup. The backbone stays the same, but the ornamentation changes. That's the real advanced move. Keep the identity stable, vary the details. A few coach notes here. Commit to audio earlier than you might think. Once the break is phrasing well, render it and work with the audio. It's often easier to make micro edits with warp markers and clip gain than to keep reslicing MIDI endlessly. Also, use velocity as arrangement, not just dynamics. In a sliced amen edit, velocity can help decide which hits sit up front and which feel like ghost detail.